Hi, and welcome to Pastor's Ponderings. I'm Pastor Kevin.
And I'm Pastor Ryan.
And we're glad you're able to join us.
We look forward to diving into this past Sunday's sermon and other things that are going on in our world. We hope that you enjoy your time with us this week. Here we are again, Pastor Kevin.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, considering all these crazy restrictions that keep changing on us.
I know. It's just when you think you're getting back to normal.
Yeah.
You're on the path, and then something else.
I know. Come on. How many more changes can we go through?
Right. I do realize within me a hesitancy to believe the narrative the longer that it goes on.
I know. Hey,
it's harder and harder to believe, even when they say we're going to do this for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't believe
when it. A year and 2 months ago they were saying just 2 weeks to flatten the curve and we'll be good.
Yeah, no, it's getting harder and harder to believe what they say.
It is, and harder to believe, you know, what's really going on here.
Yeah,
and the temptation is there to, I think, take that questioning and take that concern to a level that really, as believers in Christ, maybe we shouldn't.
Right. Yes. One of the key things I think that the message on Sunday centered around was thankfulness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, the whole idea of where we were closing up a series of messages on being a generous, growing in grace-filled giving.
Right.
Being generous because Jesus is generous. And so we should be generous as well.
Right.
And you can't command generosity because it comes from the heart. And then we finished up the series with a look at Paul talking about how people supplied his need. And because of the supply of the need, mm-hmm. or not his need, rather the needs of the Christians in Jerusalem,
right,
going through famine. So because of the supply of their need, God would be given thanks.
Right.
So at the end of the day, when it all comes down to the package deal, all mm-hmm. this generosity, all this giving, all finances, we looked at all that stuff mm-hmm. and know the church isn't only there to grab your money.
No.
Although a lot of people seem to think that.
Right.
And with good reason, because there seems to be a lot of, especially public ministries.
Yes.
That do demand a lot of money from people. And you just start wondering, is this about money or is it about, mm-hmm. you know, what they're trying to promote?
Right.
The message. So you get a little bit confused by that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Paul was thoroughly blessed that the people were going to give and that they would give because of their giving. The people of God in Jerusalem would rejoice and praise God mm-hmm. and give thanks to him.
Right.
So giving thanks was the primary motive.
That's right.
For our generosity. Yeah. And it's at least the foundation of it. And mm-hmm. I think giving thanks is bigger and broader than just, you know, for what we have.
Right.
Giving thanks is also just an attitude. It's mm-hmm. a gratefulness for who we are, where we live, what we have, who we're around, just being thankful
mm-hmm.
and gratitude. And I remember, I think it's, where is it? Is it Colossians? I can't remember exactly, but to be thankful would make you shine like stars in the universe.
That's right.
Was that? Is that Philippians? I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, if you are thankful, if you are content
mm-hmm.
with what you have, that is a huge testimony.
It is, because it's so radically different than our society, which is more, 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 more.
Me, 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 me.
I mean, you look at even... You know, you always think, well, if I just had this amount, then I'd be happy. And then you get that amount. Right. Well, but then there's this.
More.
Oh, but then there's that.
True enough. It's never enough, is it?
No, it isn't. And I think, you know, the world's billionaires show us that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That, you know, you think, man, if I had a fraction of what they had, I'd be happy.
Right.
But would I?
Would I?
No, would I really?
If I had a fraction, I'd want more.
Right, yeah.
If I have this, why can't I have more?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never enough. There's always another dollar that can be made or another dollar that can be gotten somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's an unhealthiness to living that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard to combat the love of money
mm-hmm.
when that's what you seem to be living for.
Yeah.
And so thankfulness and gratitude and contentment are, I think, ways of combating our own personal greed.
Definitely.
And to be thankful.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, and I had to, even, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking as elders, and I just had to confess, I've been grumbly. You know, I've been complaining. Right. It's a stupid thing.
You know, typical. Stupid restrictions.
Dumb rules, restrictions. I hate this stuff. You know, it doesn't make sense. I have all these arguments, which probably are true.
Yeah.
But having said that, I have to land on my feet and say thanks be to God for he has placed us in this time.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
That's right.
And so what is he expecting of me now? Is he expecting me to go around grumbling, complaining, and trying to know better than everybody else or know better than the experts? Or, I mean, getting into arguments with other Christians, whether I should wear a mask or not, or whether I should take a vaccine or not. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's endless how many arguments you can get into about all this. And even if you're divided politically, if you're a pro, you know, liberal, or you're a pro conservative, you can argue. And I think in normal circumstances, it's just part of everyday living. You can't have your arguments, blah, blah, blah. But in this intense environment, it has become divisive and harmful. And people are picking sides against one another. Yeah. And they're judging each other. And it's really unhealthy.
It is.
Very concerning.
It is. And so as believers, as we seek to navigate these things, and we have to remember, again, like you said, we have been placed here for such a time of for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Well, do you think of the reason and the purpose we're here? We're not called by Jesus to promote political change.
Nope.
We're not called by Jesus to start a revolution in the worldly sense.
Yeah.
We're called to build his kingdom.
Yeah.
And he has placed us here for such a time as this. And he has chosen us for whatever reason to be the ones to be used to reach people with the gospel during COVID.
Yep.
We have certain gifts and abilities that he has given us to effectively reach people with the gospel.
Yeah.
Are these other things distracting us?
Yeah.
Are we allowing the restrictions, the masks, the lockdowns, the virus, the fear of the virus, or the fear of government overreach, if that's what we're focused on? Are we allowing that to get in the way of us sharing the gospel?
Yeah, I think you're right. Back to what really matters. I think it was Lee Iacocca that said, the main thing is that the main thing always remains
the main thing. Yeah.
and that is so true.
Yeah.
And he's talking in a business sense. Like, you know, he was leading Chrysler at that time. And well, the main thing is we got to make a good product.
Right.
Or people won't buy it. And so they focused on the main thing being the main thing and staying the main thing.
Yeah.
And to me, with the church and the gospel, the gospel and the church are the main thing. So however we live needs to be advantaging the person, the people, the around us and the persons we're with towards, or leveraging it towards the gospel.
That's right.
They need to know there's hope. They need to know there's truth, that there are people out there who care.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid of this virus because we all got to die.
Right.
So, you know, it's not to be, I guess, treated lightly, because obviously people are dying, and that's not what I mean. What I mean is they're going to die of this, or they're going to die crossing the street looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
There's no, there's no way to avoid death.
Right.
And so I think sometimes we let it loom larger in our mind than we should, because even the scripture says, death, where's your sting?
Yeah.
And fear is the fear of punishment. It's the fear of death. It's the fear of dying. And fear is out of that. But perfect love
casts out fear. Yeah.
So if I'm walking in love and in the light of God's love, and I know he's blessed us with more than I could ever imagine, like the list is so long.
Yeah.
Then if I know that and I live that way, then that should reveal itself when the crunch is on.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think about, you know, we have that freedom in Christ. We have that peace that combats that fear. So we don't live in fear.
Yeah.
And we want other people to have that peace.
Yep.
We've got to think about how we got it. We got that peace from knowing Christ. Yeah. Not from somebody convincing us that, you know, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid of this virus. We don't need to be afraid of this, of that.
Right.
We got it through coming to know Jesus. And, you know, I think last week I spoke with a woman, she doesn't know Christ. And she was just expressing her fear of this virus.
Yeah.
She had about, you know, a couple of pre-existing conditions that According to the list that they put out, put her at higher risk of COVID and dying from the virus.
Yeah.
And the fear, I could hear it in her voice. And what I thought about is, okay, I want her to know the peace that surpasses all understanding. Absolutely. I want her to know Christ. Mm-hmm. What is going to position me mm-hmm. to where I am able to show the love of Christ? Well, it isn't arguing, trying to convince her to not be afraid of COVID. It isn't me arguing, telling her, ah, it's not that big of a deal. You'll be fine. It's me, you know, I think of Paul, I became all things to all people.
Right. Yep.
It's me putting on a mask,
yep.
keeping 6 feet, maybe doing a phone call instead of an in-person,
yep.
but being able to speak life and to speak hope
right.
and to share the love of Christ. Mm. Not my own thoughts on what's going on in the world, not trying to convince her in any other way, but do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
Because in the fruit of knowing Jesus is that peace.
That's right.
The fruit is the dispelling of the fear.
Yep. No, agreed 100%. If we don't live in such a way, and I mean, I would say that, you know, if you study the scriptures, each one of us have a time that we're supposed to live in. Right. I think of Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings
movies, right.
where he's talking to Frodo, you know, such as time as this, right. we mm-hmm. we must live how we have to live
right.
during the time we're given.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to befall us, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
That's right.
So now this has come to us.
Yeah.
And now we need to say, how do we strategically think through mm-hmm. being the gospel light?
That's right.
Not, I think sometimes mm-hmm. I'm guilty of, so yeah. I'm talking about me. You know, I live in a democratic society. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to offer my opinions. In
right.
fact, encouraged because yep. of the system we have mm-hmm. to be opposing to what the government might be proposing. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to do that.
Right.
But even in that, there must be some basic baseline thankfulness that I'm coming from, or I will get angry.
That's right.
And the anger of man accomplishes what?
Nothing.
Doesn't accomplish the thing of God.
That's right. No.
So it accomplishes what at the end of the day.
Right.
Sometimes it can be good motivation
yeah.
for justice, mm-hmm. those kind of things.
Right.
Which I'm totally fine with.
Yeah.
But I think as a believer, we have to walk carefully, thinking through how we respond to things mm-hmm. so that the gospel is always the thing that gets the light.
Right.
You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of my favorite authors, mm-hmm. and not so far away from us.
Right.
Some of the other authors,
right.
authors I've,
yeah.
I've read. You know, he had to go through the war. He had to live in Hitler's Germany. Mm-hmm. He had to make decisions whether or not he would stand up against Hitler or not. Mm-hmm. He was, I think, tormented
yeah.
by the thought that following, you know, letting Hitler get away with what he was doing, he had to do mathematics.
Yeah.
And he had to come up with a righteous plan, and he hated mm-hmm. it. And so he joined a group that tried to bomb
yeah,
Hitler,
tried to kill Hitler.
Ended up in jail and dying,
right.
you know,
yeah.
a week before the war was over.
Yeah.
Tragically.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had to wrestle through that. Was it better mm-hmm. to take out Hitler
right.
than to watch him ruin the lives of millions of people?
Yeah.
That's a terrible position. Now, thankfully, we are not in that position.
No.
But we can still glean from his mm-hmm. wrestling, which he talks about often
right.
in a few of his books.
Yeah.
You know, wrestling with this idea of how do I promote Christ and love and peace and forgiveness, mm-hmm. while at the same time standing up against tyranny and judgment
right.
And evil, like
yeah.
raw evil. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, there's a time to do that for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
I don't know that this is it though.
No.
Wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart, washing your hands often.
Right. You think about how far did it get even for Bonhoeffer to get to the point?
To get to the point, yeah.
Well, much further than we are
right.
getting.
Yeah.
Much further than where we are now.
Yes.
And even if
yeah.
these are the seedbeds of that.
Yeah.
Even if
yeah.
we're not there yet.
No, we're not.
And in these moments, again, it isn't what's going to prevent our rights being taken away. It's what's going to lead more people to come to know Christ.
Right. Exactly. And not be, I mean, as a, just a normal citizen
yeah.
of Canada.
Right.
I feel like, okay, we need to
yeah.
protest. Absolutely.
Right.
Protest. It's your
yeah.
right. You can do that.
Yeah.
But if I want to share the gospel with people,
mm-hmm.
I have to be more conscientious about how I go about doing that.
That's right.
And be sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cause a stumbling block.
Right.
But still be truthful.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think, you know, Bonhoeffer had to face a far more villainous situation where mm-hmm. the people of God, the Jewish people mm-hmm. and Christians, and we don't hear a lot about the Christians, but the Christians would be targeted too because they worship the same God as mm-hmm. the Jewish people did. They were rounded up and you know the rest, right? The Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he had to do something because he saw that biblically what was happening was wrong. But mm-hmm. what? How did you know? I mean, you can read his writings, and mm-hmm. I mean, even just reading them, you wrestle.
I know.
Should he have done that?
Right.
How would he have handled it? Like, and then you transpose that into our day and think, well, I know it's not they're not as severe the edicts that come from, you know, the dictator.
Right.
We don't have one. I don't think. No.
Some people might argue otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're not using parliament to make their orders.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder sometimes about the way things are happening. Mm-hmm. But it's never really been anti-God so far.
No.
So far, it's just been everybody under the same blanket.
Right. Exactly.
Except for, you know, maybe some people who are running bigger businesses.
Right.
And I think I mentioned that a few weeks back that, you know, we're not all in this together.
No.
You know, trust me.
You see the net worth of Amazon guy.
I know. Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. And it's, he's not hurting like anybody else.
This has been really good for him.
Yes.
So in that sense, no, you know, we're not. But in the other sense, we are. In a sense of we all have to face this disease.
Yeah.
Even Mr. Bezos has to, right? So we have to face it. So how are we going to do it? And how are we going to show love to our neighbor? How are we going to be gospel in the midst of this?
Right.
I like our plan. I like the plan that we came up with to do two prongs. One is to open up our church to a group of volunteers who will go and get your groceries if you're in quarantine.
Yes.
I think that's
love
awesome.
Love it. Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to put protocols in place and the whole thing. But at the same time, I think that demonstrates what? We care.
That's right. Yeah.
We care about you.
Exactly.
And, or the other was to hear a message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had several people now go sit in a room,
tell their story
of how they met Jesus and the difference that brings to their life, the hope it brings. So you've got kindness and you've got the words, the testimony.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do much more of that right now. Yeah. It just, and otherwise just keep on going.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a shorter episode this week, but I think it's a good challenge for us with the changes that were just made with the restrictions.
Yeah.
Let's not be distracted.
No.
Let's keep Christ at the center. Yeah. Let's remember these people around us that are living in fear.
Yeah.
They need Christ. Yeah. They need him. At the end of the day, before they need, you know, maybe your idea of what they might need.
Yeah.
They need Christ. Yeah. And how can we position ourselves in a way that allows us to share the gospel?
Yeah. I think we need to remember to pray for our leaders because that's the scripture.
Definitely.
To pray for those in authority over us and to pray that we can have just live godly, quiet lives.
Yeah.
And demonstrate Christ's love that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that we need to remember what the scripture says about respecting the authority that God has put into place.
Yeah.
We may not agree with it. And remember when those were written in Romans 13, if you want to familiarize yourself with it, I'm not going to read it now, but
right. Look back over Roman history.
Yeah.
Look what was going on in the first century.
Yeah.
In the Roman world.
Yeah. Yeah. Speak a little too loudly and you're looking at the teeth of a lion.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So be thankful you live in a time when you can speak up.
Yeah.
But I think you need to realize that at the end of the day, the authority has been put there by God and we need to submit to that.
Yeah.
Or as the scripture says, you'll pay the price.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately I think that can happen in more ways than we think.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So let's keep marching forward.
Yes.
Good attitude. Be creative. Let's see what we can do to bring the hope and love of Christ to everyone around us. And for as Mordecai said to Esther, who knows whether you've come to the palace for such a time
as this. For such a time as this. Yeah.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Pastor's Ponderings. We hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to diving in again with you next week. But until then, keep loving God and serving people.